Welcome to our Likutei Sichos Parsha Shir for Hanukkah. So this week is Parsha's Mikkei, and Vayeshev and Mikkei of this year had a Hanukkah Sicha in it. There were two Sichas last week on Vayeshev and one on Hanukkah. And this week we had one on, we had two actually for Mikkei and also another one on Hanukkah. So tonight we're going to do the Hanukkah Sicha. And it's going to be based on this piece of Gemara right here. So in the Gemara, as you can see in front of you, Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Beis, the Gemara asks, my Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah? What is it that we're celebrating? What is Hanukkah? That's what it seems to be saying. And then the Gemara goes on to tell us, the Tanan Rabbanan, our Chachamim thought, what happened? And Chaf Hei Kislev, Yom de Hanukkah, what actually happened on this day? And so this little piece of Gemara, as you see, it's right here in the English as well. So we're taught in Megillas Tanis that what happened on the 25th of Kislev, as we know, the days of Hanukkah are 8. And what are we allowed to do? We're not allowed to eulogize on them. We can't fast. And what's the reason for all of these things? Because the Greeks entered the sanctuary, the Beis HaMikdash, and defiled all the oils. And then when the Hashmonaim overcame the Greeks and emerged victorious, we found only one cruse of oil with sufficient light to light for only one day. Of course, the miracle occurred and lasted for 8. And when we look at the words of the Gemara, we can see here that when they talk about it, Shagavar Machus Beish Chashmonai Benitzchu. So when the Chashmonai, the army, as we know, there was a fight and they won. It focuses on the Pach Echad Shel Shemen, the one cruse of oil that was found with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. And of course, we know the miracle that we all know about, Hanukkah. And it was a miracle. It lit for, they were able to light for the 8 days. And then Lashana Acher, as we see, the next year, Kva'um Vas'um Yamim Taivim, and here's the important part, Bahalal V'Hayda. The Gemara says quite clearly that Hanukkah is because of the oil, and it's a day of halal and haidah. And of course, in English, when we say halal and haidah, halal is the reciting of halal, as you can see, and haidah is Thanksgiving. So when Rashi talks about this in the Gemara, my Hanukkah, the Rashi says the Gemara is actually saying, what is the reason? In other words, what's the miracle for which we are celebrating this Hanukkah festival that we're in right now? What is that? Okay. So the Rebbe in the Sicha that we have here tonight starts off with this piece of Gemara. So in Eis Aleph, we have that Gemara in here. My Hanukkah, and exactly as we just read. When the Yivanim went into the Heichal, Shenichnasu Yivanim LaHeichal, Kibo Kol HaShmanim Shebeheichal, they may impure all the oils, it's only one cruse of oil. So a little jug of oil, a little pach shemen that could only last for one night, lasted for 8. So what we find is because of Hatur. So what we find in Shulchan Aruch is like this. The Shem Ma'aram Rottenberg, it says like this. Ribui ha-su'udais. In the Shulchan Aruch, we have this idea that what? The numerous su'udais, and we can see right here on the source sheet, we have it written in here, again, the Mayor of Rottenberg. It's talking about the many festive meals that we have, Shemarah. So we have lots of meals. We have lots of Hanukkah parties with all our latkes and the donuts and all the family traditions of all these holiday parties. So Rebbe of Rottenberg says, these abundance of meals that we have on Hanukkah, they are sudas reshus. They're not mandatory. It's not like when we have on Purim, we have a sudas Purim. A sudas Purim, we know, is actually one of the mitzvahs of the day. So on Purim, you have Megillah, reading the Megillah, and Mishlach Manas, and Matanos Levyanim, sending gifts of food, gifts to the poor, tzedakah, and mishnah, which is the actual meal. But on Hanukkah, when we have multiple meals or parties, that is, the Mayor of Rottenberg says, is sudas harashus. These are voluntary meals. not part of the mitzvah. Shlok va'um elala halal ulahaydas. So what is the Torah writing here that Rabbi Rotenberg is saying? That why do we know that these are not part of the mitzvah? Because the Gemara says that Hanukkah was established, and we say lahalel ulahaydas. Lahalel, to say halel ulahaydas, to give thanksgiving. V'loy l'mishta v'simcha. Not for Mishta and Simcha. So like we see with Purim, when we talk about Mishta as one of the mitzvahs of Purim, Mishta is that Su'uda. So we say Simcha, like we talk about Purim again, it's Simcha. We talk about Mishnichas Adar, Marvim Simcha, the tremendous joy that's associated with Purim. So there you would have a meal. So that's what the Torah says. That's what we have in Shulchan Aruch. However, and it's again on the source sheet, in source number 3, the Rebbe is now going to quote from the Mishnah Torah, from the Rambam. And we see the Rambam in Hilchot Megillah and Chanukah here in Perek Gimel. We have 3 different halachas here regarding Chanukah. In the first halacha, what we can see is, again, the Rambam quoting the story of actually what happened. And in the first halacha right in here, when he talks about the story, and here you see it in English, when we talk about what actually happened during Chanukah, in this first halacha, the Ram talks about the great war. We know that the whole idea of the Hashmonaim, the Maccabee, Yehuda Maccabee, was that the Jews actually fought a war. We say it in the Al HaNisim, the few in the hands of the many. I'm sorry, the many in the hands of the few. Jewish people were few in number, and the Greeks were many in number, and Hashem gave this huge army in the hands of the few. So that was a tremendous miracle that happened, was a miracle of the war. Then the Rambam brings our second halacha, and there the Rambam talks about the oil. And then the Rambam goes on and talks about, because of this, what do we have? We have these days of, and the Rambam talks about rejoicing. So let's see how the Rebbe writes this in the Sifra. Avaha Rambam kasa v'zel shaynai. This is what the Rambam writes. Hiskinu chachamim, chachamim that time set shaba aiso adar sheyu shmainas yamim ha'elu. These 8 days, Shetchilasan Chafei Bekislev, you may Simcha Bahalel. So we see the Rambam says these days, starting from the 25th of Kislev, are days of Simcha and Halel. So the Gemara might say only Halel and Lahaydais, but the Rambam does add in the word of Simcha. Because of Amar Shals, we have a commentary here. She says, Shaladas HaRambam, that means by the Rambam adding this word, you may simcha, that means according to the Rambam, that it seems according to the Rambam then, that just like on Purim we have a suda, that's a mitzvah, that the Rambam is saying here too, that we should have meals also suudas on Hanukkah, and they are hang suudas mitzvah. The meals that we have on Hanukkah are also meals that are actually a mitzvah, to have a soda, just like you would have on Purim. Uluch ara tamura. Now this seems very strange. Hare b'gemar amru kva'um b'halo v'hayda. We just saw the Gemara says that the Chachamim established Chanukah for halel and for thanking. Uva Rambam kaisev shem gam imei simcha. And the Rambam seems to add that it's also the days of simcha. So how do we reconcile these two sources? The Rebbe continues and says, we find another difference in the Rambam from what's written in the Gemara. And we know that the Rambam, when Rambam wrote Sefer Yad, he was collecting everything in Tarash Baal Peh, so everything in the Gemara, and setting it out as halachas. So again, we're looking here and comparing what the Rambam writes to what we know is written in the Gemara. And this is the second difference. Masechet Shabbos Shami said, my Chanukah, right? The Gemara stresses the idea that what is Chanukah all about? It's the fact that they found only one little jug of oil that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. We have the miracle, and it was able to kindle the menorah and for 8 days. And then the next year is when they established the holiday. Behind the Shimei Chanukah kvum al neis depach shemen v'loy al neis nitzachan melchama. It seems from the Gemara, when they start off with saying, my Hanukkah, why do we celebrate Hanukkah? It makes no mention of the war, makes no mention of the Maccabim against the Greeks at all. So if that's the case, we have a question. V'ilui HaRambam, yet the Rambam, mevar kisibas v'ta'am l'hiskinu chachamim. When we look at the Rambam does seem to say very clearly that the reason, mipnei zeh, right, because of this, our chachamim set up these days. Sheyu shmanim ha'elu yimei simcha v'halel. Yeshua Yisrael v'atalasa miyad ha'yivanim. V'chazaras ha'machus l'Yisrael v'achakas ha'nes t'pach shemen. So when we look at the way the Rambam writes it and describes in this halacha aleph the war, the victory in the war. Secondly, the miracle of the oil. And then in the third halacha saying clearly, and therefore at that time we have Yemei Simcha Hallel, and we light the menorah for those things. Okay, and this the things that we've written before. So that seems to be different to what the Gemara says. So in order to understand these differences, the Rebbe explains as follows. So in order to understand this difference between the Gemara and the Rambam, we have to, we'll preface it with another question that's a very well-known question. All right, the main miracle seems to be the miracle of the war. And this is, of course, what we say in the Al Hanisim. That what? We say we have Rabin B'yama'atim, that there were many, the many Greek Syrians, right? The Yavanim in the hands of the few. Gibarim B'yat Halashim, very strong army in the hand of the very weak, the Hulu, etc. V'lama amu b'gamara she'imei chanako hukpu'u. If that's the case, like we say in the Al Hanisim, why does it say in the Gemara that Chanukah was established loy mipnei hadnes nitzachon ha'mulchama? Seems not for the reason, not for the victory in war, the Yeshua Yisrael miyad yivanim, and the salvation of the Jewish people from the hands of the yivanim. Ki'im, rather, mitzad hanes to pak such l'shem in v'chulu. Seems the Gemara is saying it's only because of the oil. So we say, well, how could they take what it seems to be secondary and make it primary? Because they wouldn't have been able to go into the Beis HaMikdash and dedicate it if they hadn't won that war and defeated the Greeks. So why is it that we don't make, the Gemara doesn't make any mention of that, which is seems to be the main miracle? And because of the strength of this question, that's why the Rambam is of the opinion that when the Gemara asks and says, what is Chanukah? The Gemara is not saying, what was the miracle for which the Chanukah holiday was established? That's not the question, according to the Rambam. Kim rather, according to the Rambam, what the Gemara is trying to tell us is why is it that in Chanukah we say Hallel? What was the reason for establishing that we say Hallel, which is, we know is a mitzvah derabbanan, on Chanukah? Behind you, that is, shegam lulei hanes depach hashemen. In other words, that even without this miracle of the oil, they would have established this day as a Yom Tov. What do we mean by Yom Tov? Like Yom Simcha. We know every single Yom Tov, like the Shal Shrugalim, are called a Yom Simcha. We say the Samachta B'chagecha, specifically Sukkot, but all the Yom Tov, you're supposed to have Simcha. So even if we didn't have the miracle of the actual oil, it still would have been a Yom Tov. The question is, Masha Amru my Chanukah, but when they say, what is Chanukah? In other words, for what reason did the Chachamim establish that we should say Hallel every day of Chanukah? That's Pach Echad Shel Shem. It's because of the oil. Hu b'nagei l'haprat, the Hallel v'hayda. That's about the praise. Zeh Masha k'va'um v'asom Yom Tov b'Hallel v'hayda, hu mitzad ha'nez shayev v'shemen. The fact that it's a Yom Tov that we say Hallel, upon which we say hello, that's because of the oil. And how do we see this? Is because this is after the Rambam explained all the events that happened at Chanukah, as we saw in those three halachas. Number one, the victory. Number two, the miracle of the oil. We see he concludes in his third halacha, and it's because of this, he's kinu chacham yimei simcha v'halal. It's because of this, the Rambam says, that the Chachamim gave us days of Simcha and Hallel, not just Hallel. In other words, what's the Rambam stressing? Hainu, that means he's telling us, Shemipnei Shnei Suge Hamo'aretz V'Hanisim Ha'amurim Le'il, Hiskinu Beis Inyanim. It's because of these two different categories of miracles that were mentioned That's why they established two things. You may simcha, that it's a times days of joy, and you may hallel days on which we say hallel. In other words, you may simcha, days of joy, like a yontif idea, vipnei shahishim yadam bahitilam, the chazra machos Yisrael. So you may simcha, the idea of just having joy, like a yontif and having meals and the Chanukah parties, right, is the idea that we were saved from the hands of Yavanim. And the Malchus, the kingdom in Eretz Yisrael, was returned to the Jewish people. So they had autonomy again. They were able to have their own rulers and kings in Eretz Yisrael. You may hallel that idea, the fact that we say hallel during Hanukkah is because of the oil. Because they were able to set those candles in the menorah, and they were able to, the light was able to burn for the full 8 days. So based on this, now we also see how we know that the Rambam is really focusing on these two separate things. It's from the fact that the Rambam actually puts them into two separate halachas. Because what we know is that the way the Rambam divides up his halachas is also very exact. The Rambam is trying to show us that in these two events, we actually have, we get two different halachas. Mimu'ur harishon, from the first event, which was the miracle of the war, Hadindi Mei Simcha. That's where you get the halacha that it has to be days of joy. Or Hasheni, from the second event, which was the oil seminara, that's the Hadindi Mei Hallel. That's where we get the halacha of saying Hallel. Hadind Madlikim Paneris, and also the halacha of lighting the Chanukah menorah. Vihine Pshita. And of course, it's quite obvious. It's quite obvious. It's straightforward. It's simple to understand. The Rambam would never be coming up with a new idea about why we celebrate Hanukkah. It can't be that he's just coming up with something that on his own. The Yisaidai, where rather we see the foundation, the Rambam is basing these halachas on the Al-Hanisim, that he's basing it on the Al-Hanisim, the tefillah that we say right through Hanukkah, and of course from the Midrashim of Chazal. Perhaps he also had in front of him the Midrash of Hanukkah. So perhaps he had, in a sense, a Midrash on Hanukkah with all the details of the events of Hanukkah, and that's why we can see quite simply that he's quoting in the Halacha, in the Rambam, all different things that happened during that time of why we have Hanukkah. So we can see then, the Gemara again is then saying, my Hanukkah, not why do we have Hanukkah, but what is the reason that we say Halal on Hanukkah? And they're saying we say Halal specifically because of the miracle of the oil. The Rambam is trying to say, what are the halachas that we know about Hanukkah? And is dividing it up into two parts, like we have in Al-Hanisim. Number one, there's a war, and because of the war, we have Yimei Simcha, and that would include Seudas, meals, and we have the war, and that, I'm sorry, the Pach Shemin, the miracle of the Menorah, and that's why we like the Menorah, that's why we actually say the Halakha. Question is, why is it divided like that? And like we saw before, at the very beginning of our Sikha, that according to the Shulchan Aruch, meals on Hanukkah is not the same as Purim. It's actually not a mitzvah. So though the Rambam is writing it, that these are the halachas of Hanukkah, and that's how he divides them up, it's actually not like that in halacha. So we want to understand why. And why is it divided up in these two ways? Why is the miracle of the oil commemorated with Hallel, and the miracle of the war commemorated, or would be have been commemorated, with a meal? So that's Ayis Dalet. Ha'am, the Rebbe explains, the reason for this division, that for the victory in war, for that they established days of joy, of simcha. But for the miracle of the oil, we were they established it as days where we say the hollow prayer. So the Rebbe will explain now the connection between these two parts. Simcha, what is the whole idea of simcha? When we talk about simcha, inyana bidvarim hashayichim laguf. So we know that in Lashon Kodesh, in Hebrew, there are different words for simcha, for joy. You have simcha, you have halelus, you have sasain. And all of these different words actually express a different type of happiness. And even in English, you know, we have the words called joy, and there's frivolity, and there's happiness, and there's, when we talk about complacency in some way, or when someone is very relaxed and happy in that way, serene, and they all have different connotations. So the idea of simcha, when we talk about simcha, and the idea of v'samachta b'chagecha, also even in halacha, that we have to be happy on our Yom Tovim, we know simcha is associated with things that are connected to our bodies. She'ein simcha el b'basar, ve'ein simcha el b'yayin. As we know, even in halacha, when it talks about a yontif, it says you have to be happy on a yontif, and halacha states very clearly you can't have simcha unless you have wine and you have meat, which is why we have, normally we have flesh meals on our Yom Tovim. But when we talk about halal, the davening, halal is associated with our hearts, with our feelings. It's associated with our souls. Therefore, Yeshua Yisrael, the victory that we had, and our salvation from the hands of the Yavanim and their rule. And we know that their rule was not just a spiritual thing, but they taxed the Jewish people. They put their hands out for their money. They really did oppress them. And therefore, that return for the monarchy, the Maccabim became the monarchy, this kingdom of the Maccabim, the Hashmonai kingdom as such. So that was a very physical rule. That was Yeshua v'hatzala hanogas gam l'guf. So of course we do talk about, of course, the miracle of Hanukkah, and that the Yevanim wanted the Jews to act more like the Greeks and the Hellenists, and it was against the culture of Yiddishkeit. But it also was a very physical oppression as well. And therefore that overthrowing of that government, so to speak, in Eretz Yisrael, and getting rid of the Yevanim and freeing the Beis Hamikdash and having that autonomy in some way in Eretz Yisrael, that was a very physical thing. And Mishum Zeh, because of that, therefore the appropriate way to commemorate that victory of the war would be in a very physical way, something very much connected to the body, something the body could enjoy, and that would be food and the meal. When we talk about the miracle of the oil, which of course, because of the oil, we were able to light the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. Mikivan shehi Yeshua's ruchnius, that represented a spiritual victory, a spiritual salvation. As we know, when they came to the Beis Hamikdash, there was plenty of oil. The problem wasn't that there was no oil. The problem was that the oil was contaminated. They didn't spill out the oil. They didn't break all the vials. They just contaminated and they broke the seal that proved that they were pure. So this symbolized this idea of purity and impurity, a very spiritual sort of miracle. And therefore, based on that, Hiskinu, therefore, they established Brit Galah. Because of that, you may hallel. Days of saying hallel, Avodah Shebelev, that service of the heart, that's the spiritual aspect of the Yom Tov. So based on what we've just explained in our final ice here, for this explanation, but my Chanukah, that the Gemara says, what is Chanukah about? For what was it established? Pach Echad Shel Shemen. They're saying, the Gemara is not telling us that the miracle of the oil is the only reason for having the holiday of Chanukah. It's just telling us this detail. Why is it that we say hallel on Chanukah? And this is also based on the Mefarish called the Mordechai, which is Orishain, who says as follows. Megillas Tainus Amru, Megillas Tainus, which Megillah talks about all the fast days that we have, it says, talks about the fact that Hanukkah was established as a holiday. We know about that because it was the rededication of the Mizbeach. Of course, again, they chased out the Yavanim. They rededicated the Beis Hamikdash and the Mizbeach there. V'chein Kasuv, also comes from Medrash Rabasi and Parsha Baal Leischa. So too, it's written in many places in Medrash and Parsha Baal Leischa. V'ha'cha Amar Nir says Shekavom Yantav Mishum Hanes Daenerys, that it was established because of the oil, because of the lights. Yesh Lama, therefore, we could say Mishum Ze, it was for this reason Kavu Mishta the Simcha. That's why they established days of feast and of joy of Elahidazol Halo Kavu Mishum Nes. But the praise and the that we do is also is because of the miracle. So there we see again the rededication of the Mizbeah, the very physical dedication of the Mizbeah was why you have the Simcha, but the Hadassah Halal, the Halal part of it, again, was because of the miracle of the oil. Shalaha Mordechai, so we see that according to the Mordechai, Masha Kavu Mishta V'Simcha, U'Mishum Chanukah Samizbeah. So again, according here, we see again, Mishta and Simcha, meals, parties, is because of the Chanukah Samizbeah. Masha Enkin Laha Rambam, which is first from the Rambam, who said, Masha Yizkinu Yimei Simcha Mupnei She Richem Aleim Elokei Avaseinu V'Yishiyem Mechulu K'nal. So what we find is that we have another opinion here again, that's again differentiating between Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, days of having feasts and joy, and the Mordechai is saying it's because of the Chanukah Samizbeah. The Rambam is saying we would have meals because of the victory of war. But both of them are agreeing that the Hallel, the fact that we say Hallel on Hanukkah, that is related to the miracle of the oil. And at the end of the day, what do we see from all three things? Because we know that halachically, we having our meals and our parties on Hanukkah is not considered the mitzvah of Hanukkah. We know the mitzvah of Hanukkah is lighting the menorah and saying Hallel every day, and of course the Alanisim as well. So therefore, the Rebbe concludes, Mikivan Shemishloshas Amudei Hara. We look at the three pillars of halacha. We think about where does halacha get determined. We have the three pillars of halacha: the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. Sofrano Bracha, Shnai Mehem, and two of them, the Rif and the Rush, Maskim Ladas Achas. They both agree to one thing: that the meals on Hanukkah are not a mitzvah; they're voluntary. Because main thing is the Hallel that we say for the miracle of the oil, and therefore lo heviu ella ma'id isa b'gemara. And since those two, the Rif and the Rush, only bring what's written in the Gemara about saying Hallel on Hanukkah, pasak habeis yosef halacha kamaisa. Therefore, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch that we follow, therefore rules according to them, the majority, right? Al pi mashakasa b'gemara la Beis Yosef, as he writes in his Hadama for Beis Yosef, and for that reason that having our parties and our meals on Hanukkah, while it's Yimei Mishta, it's days of joy, we commemorate all the things that happened on Hanukkah, the victory of the war, the fact that we play the dreidel to show how the Jewish children were able to stand up against the Yavanim and learn Torah anyway. But with all of that, the actual mitzvahs, halachic mitzvahs of the time, as much as we enjoy eating our latkes and our oil and having our meals and our donuts, the actual mitzvahs of Hanukkah, of course, the most important part of it that we know is lighting the menorah and saying the prayers of Hallel, full Hallel every single day of Hanukkah, and of course the Al HaNisim in our Shemana Esrei and our Bench. I want to wish all of you a Freilich and Hanukkah. And I hope that this gives you a little bit more insight into why we do what we do.